RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
May fake throw back in the end zone. It is a touchdown for Austin Hooper. Great May. Got a man. It's Stevenson. It's a touchdown. May inside. It's Diggs. It's a touchdown. May will climb. May will throw. He's got Henry. Henry's got the touchdown. May on the rollout. On the move. Throws to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. They take their step. They will clinch the East if the Bills lose.
Comes down to this. Allen looking to throw. Throws to throw.
This season is far from being over. We can celebrate this and enjoy this. It's far from being over. So congratulations. Okay, all the credit goes to you guys.
Hey, pass on me. Pass on 3. 1, 2, 3.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and 3-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and happy holidays here on a Victory Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and what you just heard was sort of the summation of the activities from yesterday that saw your New England Patriots whoop some ass down at MetLife Stadium over the Jets, taking care of their business as they were expected to, as they should. And then the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen stumbling, falling on their faces a little bit, losing. And if you wondered why that audio of the final play of the Bills game going for two was a little tough to hear, it's because it was from the video of the Patriots watching that game on their buses, finding out they had indeed clinched the AFC East. They are a playoff team. They will play at home to open the playoffs. They have hats. They have T-shirts. They have some nice photos they took in an airplane hangar. Big guys in the back, little guys in the front, Mike Vrabel said. Nick Fitzy Stevens, it was a heck of a good day for the New England Patriots yesterday. And I want to start with this. I think that was a sneaky big performance yesterday. Not a sneaky big win, as we sometimes call these things on the Six Rings postgame show. A sneaky big performance that the Patriots put forth, banged up, when they whooped some bum-bum down at MetLife Stadium. So I think that can't be overlooked. If they had stumbled and were in a dogfight, we would have ripped them. So when you don't stumble and you take care of business, despite all the possible excuses, I'm going to give you credit for it.
All right, so what percentage of yesterday's utter domination of the husk of a football team that is the Jetropolitans do you give to the Patriots for being on point and gaming up, battered, bruised, and banged up as they were? And how much of that goes to the Jets literally being one of the worst football teams I think any of us have ever seen on a professional football field, let alone the Home Depot rolled out turf on the concrete floor of that toilet of a stadium that is MetLife.
55% Patriots, 45% Jets. I give them a little bit more than 50-50.
I was going to go 60-40.
Showing up, you know, showing out with the likes of Vedarian Lowe and Ben Brown and fill-ins on the line, fill-ins at receiver, guys on defense that I shouldn't admit this, but I will admit this, had to look up their first names when I was looking at the stat sheet to figure out who had, like, the fifth most tackles. His name is apparently Leonard Taylor III. He had a very nice game for your front seven with some of those guys banged up. But they could have had excuses, or they could have had, correct me if I'm wrong, Fitzy, they're kind of a young, new football team, right? Like, new coaching staff, young players. This is not a, you know, roll out of bed and know what you're going to get kind of football team. They could have stumbled. This is late in the year. It's the holidays. It's an opponent they're supposed to beat. You just said they're barely an NFL team. Relegate them to the SEC. Lesser teams stumble in those situations, don't they?
Yeah, I know. It's just, I would have said 60-40 as well. I can't believe it. I'll take one second. I can't believe I even thought for one moment leading up to yesterday that the Jets would put forth anything resembling a proper effort, that they would do any. I mean, who's that? They started Brady Cook and what, somebody named Austin McCormick or Austin McIntyre. Someone else got like a snap or two late in the, like, who the hell are these people?
I mean, I know Breece Hall. Dobbs. You played Chisholm. You played.
But hold on a second. That's Patriots living legend and future Hall of Famer Efton Chisholm III. Thank you very much, of Eastern Washington.
Undrafted
University.
Jag.
Ah, what are you talking about? That guy, he's been waiting for that moment. Like, he's the extra something. You need a look. You need to level up. You need to take the game to a new level for the postseason and introduce a wrinkle that's going to have defensive coordinators tinkling in their pantaloons and not getting any sleep prior to the matchup. I give you Efton Chisholm III. No, the Jets are awful, but the Patriots, again, all season long. I don't care if it's their easiest schedule in 29 years, if it's the cool whip of schedules in the NFL this year or not. Andy, they went out and scored touchdowns on five consecutive drives. Five. That's right. Five, Mrs. Bueller. Five in a row. The first three of which they only needed seven plays. Seven. That's right, Stiggs. They only needed seven plays on those three drives. If anything, a nice flex, a good trip to the gym where you like what you see in the mirror, good shower and a meal afterwards, that's exactly what the Patriots needed on their way to claiming their hats and t-shirts.
And that's part of it, because I do believe in postseason momentum. I do believe teams get hot late in the year. And I do believe it was a nice win a week earlier in Baltimore. I don't want to hear the excuses about the other coach is a dumbass and had their best player on the sideline. And he proved that five days later when he rushed for 200 yards and four touchdowns and carried his team to victory. And I don't want to hear you had a backup quarter. That was a good comeback victory in a playoff environment. Don't lose that momentum. Keep that momentum going. And that's exactly what they did, despite the fact they were without some of their best players. And there are sort of inbred excuses to that game that they could have taken, despite the fact. And yes, it's a Patriots Monday, so we're going to talk to Drake May and Marcus Jones. Marcus Jones, loosely scheduled for 4 o'clock. Drake May, loosely scheduled for sometimes between 2:07 and 6 o'clock. But he was under the weather.
It's a very airline.
A little window there. We'll give you a window. We're like, you ever get the cable guy? And he's like, yeah, we'll be there between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And you're like, can you give me something a little tighter?
Back in the days when you had phone guys, 9X would be like, we'll be there between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.
That's cool. Drake May. He'll be here between 2:07:31 and 6 p.m. when we get the hell out of here. But I think he was under the weather yesterday, and none of that mattered. And you said five drives, five big boy drives. Yes, there was a turnover in there that they took advantage of, but there were no short fields. They went 60-plus yards on each of those five drives against an actual, real, legitimate, well, actual and real, I'll stop there, I won't say legitimate, NFL football team that was on the other side of the ball. And I'm going to choose to give them credit for that, because this team, we can't get to the point where we take anything for granted. We shouldn't. They have 13 wins, Fitzy. We were predicting seven. Some were predicting a few more.
We're talking about right now the New England Patriots have three more wins than their team last year and both New York teams this year combined. Three more wins. They are the only team in the NFL this year to win every game on the road. and they may very well need to win one more game, uno más game, on the road to get to the ultimate showdown, to get back to America's worst nightmare, which is the Pats in the big game.
So, Fitzy,
it's all there in front of them, man. They've earned every square inch of it.
They became just the second team in NFL history to have 13 losses one year and 13 wins the following season. The first team to do that was the 1998-1999 Colts. You might remember those because those were the first 2 years of Peyton Manning's career as he
when
was
he led the league
himself.
In interceptions and then led the league in touchdowns. It was quite the turnaround.
This year, it's Drake May's first two seasons. So if you want to add a Hall of Fame elite GOAT comparison to Drake May's list of accomplishments, he's doing Peyton Manning kind of things with your New England Patriots, going from 13 losses to 13 wins. There's plenty of other statistics out there. We'll get to those later in the show. Drake May had a performance yesterday that was basically one of one, five touchdowns, five different players, all these different things. But did anything change for you yesterday, Fitzy, in terms of, and you can include other aspects of the league, things you saw through the totality of the Thursday through Sunday and even tonight on Monday Night Football, week 17 part of the season? Anything change? Are you looking at the Patriots any differently? And then we're going to get into some bigger picture questions. But did anything change with their performance or the performances you saw around the league this weekend?
Yeah, I became even more resolute in my belief that the Patriots can go to the Super Bowl. The Broncos struggled to beat the Chiefs, who started Chris Coloace, Chris Omachute. I mean, literally, the Chiefs didn't know who they started at quarterback, and yet somehow they almost pulled out the win during that trash fire of a triple header on Christmas Day. The Steelers couldn't beat the Browns to win the NFC, to win the AFC North.
Nope.
The Ravens, just Derrick Henry left, Derrick Henry right, and then Derrick Henry up the middle all night is probably the formula for them to be able to beat almost anybody. And yet still, their coach and coordinators will find a way to get in the way of their possible dominance and maybe even a division title as well. Josh Allen had a guy wide open for a two-point conversion, which would have staved off the AFC East going to the Patriots, and missed. Like, they blew the comeback. It was also a bad decision. Their coach stinks. That's a bad decision to go for 2 points right there when you've given up 17 yards. Not 17 points. 17 yards to your opponent in the second half. No, like, everybody has flaws, and the Patriots' flaws, I hate to say it, even as banged up as they are, Andy, as banged up as these Patriots are, their flaws are less glaring. Their flaws are smaller than all these other teams.
617-779-7937. The texts are flying in, and we all know that WEEI Afternoons is the home of bad jokes. I won't say who tells the bad jokes. I think we all contribute at various times, but we do have a 508 follower that wants to chime in with a handful of bad jokes regarding Jets-Patriots yesterday.
Go get him.
508, the Wright brothers would have beaten the Jets in an aerial dogfight yesterday. Boom! Brockton High School would have beaten the Jets yesterday.
Signed, Wiggy.
I don't know. Wiggy's tenure or one of the other coaches? Nope, not doing it, Wiggy. 508 again. Amtrak would have beaten the Jets in a race from New York to Boston yesterday. And that's it for now. We'll see if he's got any more.
But hey, listen, the rule of three in comedy is one, two, they at least they adhere to one of the golden rules, so good for them.
So 617-779-7937, your reaction to what you're seeing from your New England Patriots? Because, Fitzy, my takeaway is, they are absolutely a Super Bowl contender. There is not a team in the AFC that I would not pick the Patriots to beat right now. There is not a team I would be a scared of, as they say in the radio business. So I want people to tell me. I want people to try to play this, and I don't know if this is an activity, an exercise that listeners are capable of in Patriot Nation. Tell me why the Patriots aren't a Super Bowl contender. Why should I not have faith that the Patriots are a legitimate Super Bowl contender? Play the devil's advocate game. Fitzy, I'll give you the first opportunity. Tell me, explain to me, because I'm getting out over my skis, I'm gullible, optimistic Andy, why are the Patriots not a Super Bowl contender?
I was trying to think which way I wanted to go. There's a couple of possible avenues. All right, I'll just go with the easiest, most obvious, and overused to date. They're a product of their schedule. That's it. They're just... They've had to play nobody along the way. Oh, okay, yeah, they had, like, beating the Bucks. That's not so impressive. They beat the Bills once and lost to them when they could have claimed their division title. The Ravens helped them win that game. The Patriots beat nobody along the way to go and 13-3 or possibly 14-3. Trash schedule, soft ass team.
I believe the Patriots beat 13 teams that the NFL told them they had to play at specific times and locations. I believe that's who they beat. And I believe the NFL only has 32 teams, and that's all you can do is play the teams that the league assigns you to play. I also believe that if you do some research, and I heard Mego talking about this, I've seen this elsewhere, teams that have these soft-ass schedules and build up a lot of regular season wins, you know what usually happens to them in the postseason, Fitzy?
What's that?
They usually go deep into the postseason to either the championship game or the Super Bowl. Yep. You can go back and look at teams like, I think it was the 99 Rams, the undefeated Dolphins. There's a slew of teams along the way. When you build confidence and build a resume against bad football teams, funny thing happens along the way. You actually become a good football team and go deep in the playoffs. Dan Ball, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. How the hell are you?
Hello, guys. Good afternoon, and the same to you. Bill Barnwell, who Ted Johnson famously described as living in his mother's basement, wrote a story about the ease of the Patriots' schedule. It's a top 10 easiest schedule of all time. But three of the previous nine teams that had that same kind of metric won the Super Bowl. And
damn,
I think
right.
Six out of the nine at least went to a conference championship game. Ooh. So that it still is, it's an advantage during the regular season, but teams more times than not have been able to answer that kind of challenge.
Lives in his mother's basement.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Wait, what was that. Dan Ball, Andy Hart, et cetera, what is that fancy SID stat that was floating around in our pregame prep as well? I don't think I just heard Dan regurgitate it.
Dan Ball, you had that in there. It was the teams that ranked in the top.
The five teams, something else, Dan?
That are Super Bowl caliber based on their offensive and defensive rankings. Dan Ball is efforting to find his statistic back there. But it basically will tell you that, yes, the Patriots are among the handful of teams that, based on statistics and history, are legitimate Super Bowl contenders this year. Dan Ball.
Okay, per PFF ranks, which I know, take them with what you will. In the past 9 years, every team
Andy's
that has won
burner.
A every that's right every team that has won a Super Bowl has had at least a top 11 offense and a top 13 defense. Every team that has made it has had at least a top 11 offense. Blah blah blah. There are currently five teams that fit the Super Bowl winning criteria based on that metric: the Rams, the Jaguars, the Bears, the Bills, and your New England Patriots.
So, according to history,
top 11 offense, top 13 defense, last nine seasons.
You are one of three teams in the American Football Conference, one of five teams in the NFL that is a legitimate Super Bowl contender based on what you have done. Because I know the past 11 teams or 13 years, whatever you said the window there was, some of those teams probably had bad schedules, right? Like, bad schedules happen. The Bills have played a pretty bad schedule because they played the same schedule you have played other than those three games decided by where you finished in the standings. And you have to take advantage. And that's where I get back to, Fitzy, something I brought up to you last night on the postgame show, Six Rings. Mike Vrabel's first assertion as the head coach of the Patriots was, take advantage of bad football. Take advantage of sucky football teams. Don't be a sucky football team. That's what they were a year ago. They were a sucky football team a year ago. He wanted to take advantage of sucky football teams. They have done that at a really high level. They did that at a really high level yesterday. So they checked off the first box on the coach's to-do list.
Yeah, I feel like I went back and listened to Vrabel's introductory presser from January 13th. Stop me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm off path here, but I do believe the Patriots have basically checked every box from his introductory presser.
Yep.
It was they're gonna play well enough to take advantage of bad football. They want to compete for the division title, and they want to play home playoff games. That was his litany of 1, 2, 3. I think he literally just went ding, ding, ding. Like, what? So now
you think the team is like, well, we're done here. Nothing to do more, coach. We're just
really
going to call it a year. Hey, coach, you want to update the to-do list? Because we're done. It's like when your wife gives you a to-do list. It's like, mow the lawn, take out the garbage, get the dishes. And you do those, you're like, Miller Lite time. I'm done for the weekend.
There's going to be one to win the division.
That's it, coach. You got any more?
Yeah, that's it. Season's over after that.
No, I think there's something to that. When you give somebody expectations, goals, at some point it's awesome that you have to do this, but what is the updated goal? Because Stiz asked me a question, and this may be a teaser to a three-point stance.
It's not a question, it's a fact, Andy.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for your New England Patriots? Which is a weird thing to ask.
Oh, easiest schedule ever, this and that.
But we just said it. Home playoff game, check. Win the division, check. Take advantage of bad football, check. So the next thing on that list, and he did say it at the time, compete for championships. So
well, they're competing for one now.
Super Bowl. Well, you know, really compete for a championship. You got to be in the Final Four to consider yourself competing for a championship.
There's only one
opinion.
Trophy that matters around here.
Hardo Belichick Stiz is back. I love it.
And that is
off.
The trophy that we need to get made for the Jones and Key Fantasy Football League, the winner of which is talking right now.
I don't think anybody cares about that. Literally, people that were in the league.
Congratulations, Atta boy. We all learned something new today.
Stanley, if you need some advice next year, I'm available. Small consulting fee.
Yeah, Ted and I didn't do great. I will say Ted didn't offer much help throughout the season, but that's okay. He's busy doing TV. I know he has other obligations.
He's got Ted things going on.
We also have a texture that I might beg to differ with. In the playoffs, you're not playing sucky football teams. That may be true. I don't know that you're playing
great
football teams.
There's a whole lot of sucky going on in this NFL this year.
And you might be playing sucky parts of football teams. I don't think all these football teams, using Dan Ball's statistic, just line up with offense and defense and special teams and coaching and all. Like, you can take advantage of some sucky aspects of these opponents. And that's why I say, is this a Super Bowl team in any given year? No. I do not believe the 2025 Patriots are a Super Bowl caliber team in any given year. They
I think
don't
the 2018 Patriots would probably knock them on their ass.
They don't have to be. They just have to be a Super Bowl caliber team in the 2025-2026 NFL season. This January is the only January that matters. And are you as scared of Trevor Lawrence and the Jags? They're in your little stat pack of information, Dan Ball, right? The Jags are as balanced as Duval. You're afraid of that coach?
Hey, another Coach of the Year candidate. I got to say, I'll tell you who I respect. All the Coach of the Year candidates. I think I would give equal footing and Moss respect to the Bears because of their ability to come. And the Niners put up 42 last night, and the Bears still almost won the damn game. Like, that team doesn't stop fighting till the end. The Jags' turnaround has been every bit as impressive as the Patriots' turnaround has been as well. Like, there's people out there that are doing phenomenal, phenomenal work. But if we go through all the 14 projected playoff teams, I do think the Ravens are going to go in and go number one on all the fries inside the Permane Brothers sandwiches on Sunday in Pittsburgh. You go through all 14 playoff teams, there's a little bit of sucky, if not a lot, in each and every one of those teams, even including the Eagles, who, you know, are the defending Super Bowl champions. All of them, Andy, each and every team.
So that's true. I agree with you. 14 teams, 14 suckies. Which sucky is the New England Patriots? 617-779-7937. What's the sucky part of your New England Patriots? If we accept that this isn't a great year.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
and all 14 playoff teams are going to have a sucky part of their team. What is the sucky part of your New England Patriots? We're answering that question, 617-779-7937, here on a Victory Patriots Monday. We will talk to Drake May. We will talk to Marcus Jones, and we'll talk to you up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.